This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. There are just 3 days left of the legislative session, and bills addressing some major issues are still pending. Those include that fentanyl bill, election security, and millions of dollars for affordable housing. Geothermal energy could get a boost under a bill that's close to passing in the legislature. It would create a grant program to encourage builders to install geothermal heating and cooling systems and help pay for new geothermal energy generating facilities. State regulators are disappointed in an oil and gas company's efforts to clean up dozens of spills. Here's CPR's Miguel Otárola.
Last year, the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission found operator K.P. Kaufman responsible for a pattern of violations, including soil and groundwater contamination and exposed ditches. The company agreed to clean things up and possibly avoid millions in fines. Commissioner John Messner questioned the company's commitment.
Even with all the chances that this operator has received to address their systematic deficiencies, I think there's still a real possibility that KPK fundamentally is either unwilling or unable to comply.
The commission will hold a formal hearing for the company soon. KP Kaufman says it's trying to clean up the wells, but has been delayed by coronavirus infections and lab problems. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
Colorado Springs reporting 66 degrees this morning. In Denver, 44. The Front Range has a mostly sunny and windy day, and that raises the risk of wildfire. There are red flag warnings from Pueblo to Metro Denver through this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.